Maya Rothschild said that he did not care who governed so long as he controlled the press strings. The founding fathers of this nation, I really don't think could be considered anti-Semitic. But Jewish people in the new nation called America had a hard way to go. But what was that all about? Some whites hate the Jews because of just plain envy at the success and brilliance of this people, whom God has sent so many prophets to. But listen, when a people are given prophets, the presence of a prophet means the presence of revelation. The presence of revelation means that wisdom or knowledge heretofore unknown becomes known, which opens up new horizons of discovery, new horizons of advancement. If you are the recipient of revelation, you are chosen by God to be an example of what that revelation can bring. But you are also chosen to give guidance of that revelation to those who do not know it. The Jewish people have had many prophets, and they have had revelation upon revelation, which means that the Jewish people have been exposed to knowledge unknown in the world before these prophets came, which automatically creates an environment for advancement in every field of human endeavor. For whenever God reveals, His revelation touches every field of endeavor. It opens up every field. So we should not be surprised that members of the Jewish community are at the head of practically every field of human advancement. They have led the way in science and technology, in all branches and disciplines of knowledge. They're leaders. This can create enmity, envy, jealousy, hatred, plotting, and scheming against such people of advancement. But there's another side to this that must be understood. When one receives divine knowledge, Muslims, I want you to listen. When one receives divine knowledge that opens up new horizons for advancement upward toward God, there also is the opening up of channels of the darker side of human nature. So when a person has knowledge and refuses moral correctness that comes as a responsibility of those who are possessors of knowledge, then those who take knowledge but refuse moral correctness become devils. I'm going to say that again, devils. I'm going to say that again, devils. Black devils, white devils, red devils, yellow devils, green devils, purple devils. Anybody that is a knowing one and refuses moral correctness, then you will use your knowledge to trick, to deceive, to scheme, and you will become a living agent of Satan, the devil. This devil mentality works against the advancement of the person toward God. And this is seen in every community where revelation comes. Muslims, is it seen among us? How many Muslims who heard the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that opened up advancement for us, but when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was gone and we forgot moral correctness, you fell all the way back down like the dog that you were when he found you. Are you listening to me? Behold, the dog returns to his vomit. So you have men named Sharif and Muhammad who are dope sellers, dope users, dope pushers, pimps and hustlers.
Go ahead.
They have become black devils, agents of Satan. There are Christians like this too, who do their wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, in Europe, Rothschild claimed to be Jewish. Not the nationality of a Jew, but Jew in terms of belief in God and a follower of divine revelation. But was Mr. Rothschild a moral man? Here's a man that had five sons, and he sent his five sons into five countries. One son went to England, one son to France, one to Austria, one to Italy, and another remained in Germany with the father. And from these sons and the money that these sons had, they worked and maneuvered and manipulated until they gained control of the central banks of England, France, Austria, Italy, and Germany. The control of these central banks went into the hands of individuals whose interests were not necessarily in harmony with the best interests of that nation. These privately owned central banks became the printer of the money and the extenders of credit of that particular nation. Government and politics in Europe was always controlled by the money interests. Wars were fought, and in order to fight a war, governments had to borrow money. They borrowed money from these central banks. The central banks waxed rich because they loaned money and charged interest, then took over when one side prevails against the other. And when governments could not satisfy the indebtedness, then some of the natural wealth of that country flowed to the bankers. They would loan money to both sides in the conflict because they really didn't care who won or who lost. I mean, it's hurtful, but a Jew, Rothschild, loaned money to Adolf Hitler. A Jew, Rothschild. God damn it, you better not open your mouth to call me no anti-Semite. Rothschild and Paul Warburg loaned money to Hitler. Hitler killed little Jews while Rothschild and Warburg stayed in the finest hotels in Europe. But damn it, if you can't call Rothschild anti-Semitic and Warburg an anti-Semite, then don't you open your mouth against me.